This is Psalm 16, and I'm reading from the New International Reader's Version. My God, keep me safe. I go to you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Without you, I don't have anything that is good. I say about God's people who live in our land, they are the noble ones. I take great delight in them. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out offerings of blood to those gods. My lips will not speak their names. Lord, you alone are everything I need. You make my life secure. I am very pleased with what you have given me. I am very happy with what I've received from you. I will praise the Lord. He gives me good advice. Even at night, my heart teaches me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. He is at my right hand, so I will always be secure. So my heart is glad. Joy is on my tongue. My body also will be secure. You will not leave me in the place of the dead. You will not let your faithful one rot away. You always show me the path of life. You will fill me with joy when I am with you. You will make me happy forever at your right hand. Thank you for this beautiful psalm penned by your servant David so many years ago, and yet so relevant and pertinent for our time even today. For in the midst of so much of insecurity, we are reminded that our lives are secure in you. And even beyond that, Lord, to be reminded that even at night, our hearts are taught by you and that you give us good advice. And Lord, we would like to have that in our lives, that even while we rest, that you put your thoughts into our hearts and in our minds, that as we wake up each morning, we would be able to walk in accordance with your holy will. For we know, Lord, through this psalm, that joy comes, Lord, from walking in the path of life that you have shown us. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray.